they were exceptionally good. We were very, very bad. And I think when you get a very, very good team play very, very good, and you get a team that's a smaller team, a probably less talented team in many ways, play very bad, you're going to get a gulf in the scoreline, and that's what happened today. We had to play at our best. We had to make very few mistakes. We had to be very, very organised. And all that went out the window 1 minute into the game because we did everything wrong. It's a basic throw-in. It's people not talking to each other. It's stuff that we're normally good at. And then it's a drop of a ball into a path of a centre-forward. So, you know, you can't do as many things wrong. But mentally, we probably wasn't in the right place going towards the game. And that's the players, not me. We've worked our socks off to try and get us, you know, tactically, a game plan, everything going into the game. So we're very, very disappointed. You know, we've got to dust ourselves down and get that spark back.
What's the reason, do you think, for this approach going wrong?
Well, listen, you have 2 weeks off and it can work in your favour. As in Sheffield United, we've done a lot of fitness work. We've tried to freshen them up, a little bit of time off, and we've worked all week to prepare for this game. Their system, the way they pin you back, their energy, the quality of their players. I don't know why, but today we needed to be at our best, and they were better than us at the back. They beat our forwards up, they beat our defenders up, and they run all over us in midfield, and it's not a good combination for trying to get a result at a good club.
How difficult was it for you watching that?
It's always difficult. Sometimes as a manager you can see where you're short and you know, make changes and systems and try and get you front foot when it's an even game, but when there's a big sort of disparity between the two teams, as a manager you do feel a bit helpless. And today that's where we felt. No matter what players we had on the pitch, we didn't feel that tactically anything we could do would really make a huge difference, because we weren't good enough.
You have come a long way in a very short space of time. Is it a question of thinking, well, Sheffield United, they're promotion chasing, at least that one now is out of the way?
Not really. This club's built on going to good clubs and getting good results and upsetting the odds, and we hope to do that today. We came, we tried to be brave. We had Tom Elliott, Lyle Taylor, Barchi on the pitch. We tried to go at them, and we knew where we could cause them problems, but we just didn't have the quality on the day. So, yeah, Sheffield United's out of the way, but we've also got to go to Bolton, we've also got to go to Scunthorpe, and we've also got to go to Bradford. So we can't, as much as I think these are the best, we cannot perform like that at any of them games.
How difficult a match was it for Tom Soares to make his debut in?
Of course it was really difficult. He's had, you know, 3 days training with the boys. We're trying to get him up to speed with how we play. And he came into the fire. He did nothing wrong today. He worked his socks off, and I know he'll bring a lot of good qualities, but when the whole team doesn't perform, one player's going to always have a tough debut.
You must be very disappointed. How are you going to pick everybody up?
It's everybody's job. I'll lead the group. I'll set the tone from training next week. But the players shouldn't need to be picked up. The players should be hurting. They should want to turn up. They should want to set the standards in training and make sure that the next team we play get the full brunt of how we felt in that dressing room.